You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there, it's Irish Podcast time again. I'm Andy Holden, going to be taking a look at an 8 race card at Fairy House this evening, beginning at 5.15. Lots of big fields and some really trappy looking handicaps later on in the card. That's 7.15, followed by the 7.45, are certainly not for the faint-hearted. However, we do have some nice bets there to be had this evening, particularly in the 5.45 where my nap of the night goes, and also one or two others scattered around the card. At time of recording, the ground was good, good to firm in places. A dry, sunny day is expected in the County Kildare area, so I wouldn't expect it to change too much, but do keep an eye on latest weather movements. Okay, on to the first race then, which comes up at 5.15, which is a mile and a quarter maiden. Pretty grisly stuff, it has to be said. Nothing really stands out here on recent form. But I thought Harborough Secret might go well. He ran quite well the other day down in Cork in a better handicap than some of these have been contested behind the likes of Vocal Response and Honor Oak. And even though this horse faded in the closing stage, I put it down to sort of class rather than any stamina issues. And hopeful that this horse in this pretty poor event can get away with the extra couple of furlongs here. I'd certainly have half a look at Master Saxman at a big price. I actually thought he ran okay the other day beyond Veneer of Charm. That race is notable for a pretty strong pace on that occasion, and I'm sure he'll do better than his 47 rating suggests in due course. But Harborough Secret ran about 5-1 this morning. Not a particularly strong vote, but has got quite a bit in his favour where many others haven't.
Race 2.
On to the 5.45 then, and my best bet on the card by a mile comes up here in the shape of Red Persian. I thought this horse, trained by Paddy Prendergast, made a pretty impressive debut at the Curragh on the 13th of May in a maiden which is working out extremely well. Although this horse is a 33-1 shot on debut, he belied his market expectations by staying on quite eye-catchingly in the latter stages, having run green throughout the early exchanges in a race that was run at a very sound tempo. The winner has been bought by a very expensive client, and I think goes either to the Railway Stakes or maybe even comes over here to run in the Coventry Stakes. The third, Would Be King, has gone on to finish second in a Group 3, and Commander Grigio, who's fourth, has also won for the Fozzie Sack Stable. So the form is absolutely red hot. Back in the field was Vioian, and just basically looking at that particular performance on the day, on its merits, I don't really feel as though Marco Grassic's charge has got any chance of turning the form around with Red Persian, even though he's gone on to run a really good race next time out of a 5 furlongs at Nace. Drawn nicely in stall 8, whether his main market rival Vihoyan is drawn in stall 14. I'd expect a massive run here tonight from Red Persian. Do keep an eye on Odie William as well. Of course, he runs in the same connections that owned and trained that Beckford, who won that Curragh race. So arguably, they probably have a good line into this race, and do keep an eye on any late market movements. But it's all about Red Persian for me. Round about 3-1 this morning. Very strong vote.
Race number 3.
On to race 3 then, and Navardo sets a really good standard here, rated 103. He's been running consistently well in recent times, including that effort down in Dundalk on the 12th of April when he was second to the very good all-weather horse War Secretary. That time figure was exceptionally fast, and albeit he got beat next time out in the Tetriarch Stakes at Nace, it still wasn't a bad effort based on what was in front of him behind him that night. This doesn't look a particularly strong race, and he certainly comes out a bit well in the weight. He should really win. But there's also one at a big price. I do think I'll outrun his odds. The handicapper suggests that Hailstone has got absolutely no chance of winning this, but his front-running, freewheeling style of running could be very suited to this track. It's pretty much a front runner's track, in essence, this County Kildare venue. And if something gets loose on the lead here, they could be very difficult to pass. And given that this horse stays and races strongly over 7 furlong and has posted some very fast speed figures into the bargain, I do think Hailstone is capable of outrunning his odds. So those would be the two I'd concentrate here. I'd probably just split my stakes accordingly, really. You know, I'd probably have like a 2-point win the favourite and a point win on Hailstone. But either way, I don't think he'd be too far away if you box those two together. On to race number four then, which is a 6 furlong maiden at 6:45. Nothing too outstanding to recommend here, albeit I do think Idyllic Acrylic is the each-way alternative to the favourite here, 10th Amendment. Albeit this horse has had 6 starts and looks fairly exposed. That wasn't a bad run the other day down in Navan when showing up prominently to finish 4th behind Dear Armour from the Edward Lynham stable. And that race is notable for its very fast time figure. So actually this filly comes out top of my numbers based on that. She's also drawn in stall number 2. She likes to race handy. And because of experience, of course, she's likely to certainly outrun her odds here. So Idyllic Acrylic, nothing massively confident, but I'd still expect her to be there or thereabouts in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then. This is the first of 3 races in a row here, which are going to take plenty of deciphering. I haven't really got a strong view here. I thought Anna May Wong might go quite well. She's got the blinkers on for the first time. That might spark some kind of improvement from this 3-year-old filly. And if you go back and look at her second run in her career, when she was 3rd behind Novado over this course and distance, she would definitely have a chance here for a mark of 65 based on that run alone. The other one I thought might run well at a price, and this is a bit of a pot shot, but ran about a 25-1 shot this morning, is likewise from the Adrian Murray stable. Now, this horse, albeit got beat quite a way the other day down in Cork, that was quite a decent contest, won in the end by Sheila Lavery's Hillcrest Fire. And this filly by Bushrange was bang there, still in with a chance, turning for home. But then, obviously, its stamina gave way. Go back to that run the time before, when 5th behind Smolder, who's a useful horse in his own right. Then I do think this horse has got some kind of chance of running much better than his odds imply, based on those two performances. So, likewise, and Anna May Wong are the two that I'd have a look at there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, and the one that I quite like here is Demi Plea from the Christy Road stable. Having put up Panda Green the other day when that horse won down in Leopardstown, I'm very keen to get with this form, and this represents a massive drop in form for this filly by Master Craftsman, based on the likes of the Tulip, Prove the Point, and the fact that it was a 0-81. Also ran well in a 0-77 the time before at the Curra, when only getting beat 7 lengths by Bonya, who runs that track particularly well. I do like the way this horse kept on quite nicely in the final stages that day, certainly to suggest that a 1.25 is very much the trip that she's requiring nowadays. In a pretty weak race, I'd certainly expect that one to go well. And also keep an eye on Lady Argentum as well from the Thomas Gibney stable. Now, Thomas has had 2 winners in the last couple of days. Pennants down in Ballinrobe, and Robin de Poost at Punchestown last night, who landed a bit of a punt for connection. So I do quite like it when these small stables go on a bit of a roll under the radar. And it's best to keep on the right side. And Danny Sheen's been booked as well in this apprentice handicap. So he obviously means business on this horse's first run for quite a while. So those are the two I'd be quite keen on there. Most notably Demi Plea, but do keep an eye on Lady Ardentum as well from the informed stable.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race then. Not a particularly strong view here once again, but my time figure suggests that the performance of Mystery Gals down in Clonmel the other day certainly deserves this horse to go to be very much respected again on its next particular outing. I do like the way this horse stayed on in the closing stages to beat a very competitive field. And given that this horse had also run well the time before down in Limerick, it was no great surprise to see this horse pop up yet again. Ran about 5-1 this morning. I do think Mystery Gal is very solid each-way fodder in that particular race. Also, keep an eye on Wait for Dave as well. He has been running quite well throughout the winter over hurdles. He would have finished second to Clonright Boy back here in January until he fell at the lasso. Off a mark of 52 from Rimshorn stable, do think Wait for Dave is also worth keeping an eye on.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and my second confident choice of the evening. comes in the shape of Black Ruby from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. That's at County Kildare Yard shows no sign of its former baiting at the moment. Of course, Sandy Matt Duke won for the Moon Trainer last night, and there's every chance that Black Ruby will follow suit, following a really promising debut at the Curragh on the 14th of May when chasing home Dabalina in the closing stages. Now, Dabalina, of course, has gone on to win subsequently, and he's very much one of Dermot Wells' nicest three-year-old fillies he's got in his mitts so far this season. The time figure was very good, and considering she played up in the preliminaries as well, that wasn't a bad effort by this filly by Dan Silly. Back in the field was Lady Nathaniel, although I think she's worth more than half a look. She also would appreciate very much that run that she had on that particular occasion. Given that she's sired by Nathaniel, of course, who has a reputation for late developing types, this chestnut filly would certainly improve and be all the better for that opening run. But Black Ruby is the obvious choice in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for tomorrow's podcast, where we're going to be taking a look at Tremor's seven race jump card, which starts at 5:40. Until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.